William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream is one of his most often performed comedies. Indeed, in Wilmington, it will be showing this year for Shakespeare on the Green's 20th anniversary show, and UNCW Theater has announced it for next year as well. Why do we love this show so much? What is it about it that we choose over and over again to seek out rather than The Winter's Tale or Measure for Measure? It has all the classic hallmarks of Shakespeare's comedies: forbidden love, mistaken identity, play within a play, lots of innuendo, and in this case, otherworldly help. Performed at the palace on the occasion of the wedding of Elizabeth de Vere to William Stanley, one of the many people that conspiracists have tried to hang the genius of William Shakespeare upon, the story involves a royal wedding feast and the elopement of two couples who will not submit to a father's will, which was law. The eloping couples, which we refer to as the mortals, flee into the forest on Midsummer's Eve, where the king of the fairies is up to mischief. The royal wedding couple are enduring the long festivities that by custom must stretch out before they can retire to bed, and are entertained by a group of rude mechanicals from the village performing Pyramus and Thisbe, two lovers separated by a wall, a precursor to Romeo and Juliet. But what is it about this show that we are drawn back to time and time again? Obviously, Greenfield Park is the most perfect setting to perform it, surrounded by dense nature, the frog chorus in the background, and as the fairies creep out from the trees, it couldn't be more magical. But I think that this piece encapsulates something fundamental about human psychology. It is ultimately a play about love in its various forms: romantic, parental, deep love between friends and comrades. I do believe that most of us are motivated by good intentions. You remember, those things that pave the road to hell? As we each struggle, trying to do right for our loved ones, things frequently take on a life of their own and change shape and appearance with outcomes that we never imagined. But love is also power, and power is a strong theme in this piece. In Elizabethan England, many marriages were still arranged. It was only among the lower classes that the idea of choosing your own mate was beginning to take hold. And a father's word was law. If he forbade a marriage or arranged a marriage, what he said went. Once married, a woman's life was subject to her husband's whims, as the King of the Fairies illustrates for us beautifully. Oberon has complete power over Titania, even to the extent of casting a spell upon her so she falls in love with a human disguised as a donkey. Though in modern America we don't live in such a draconian world, being in love is nonetheless a powerless feeling. Your life is no longer your own. Your decisions are no longer just yours. And the impact that they have on your loved ones is powerful, even transformative. How many of us have felt out of control with the capriciousness of love? How many of us have felt victimized by a lover's or friend's thoughtlessness? Perhaps part of why we come back to A Midsummer Night's Dream over and over is because here we find a mirror for our own fears and our shortcomings presented in the most lighthearted and loving way, with the ultimate apology that will always be accepted, even when so often our own apologies are not offered or accepted. We will make amends ere long, else puck a liar call. So good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends.